Hello?
Hi, is this Roseanne?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Roseanne, my name is Steve Swillington. I'm one of the assistant vice principals at your child's school. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, the reason that I'm calling is because of your daughter, Emma.
Is she in trouble or something?
No, actually, it's quite the opposite. She's doing very well. We recently have been testing our students, and she's amazing. She's probably testing at least 2 grades higher in math and reading. I thought you should know.
Wow, she's kind of a natural. She loves learning and stuff,
Yeah,
so
that's
awesome.
it shows, and that's why I wanted to call you because I wanted to ask if your husband knows.
Well, I haven't, I mean, I guess I got the call first, so I don't think he does.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant, does your husband know that she's not his child?
I'm really confused. I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I met your husband at the last parent-teacher conference, and he's a nice guy, but, that's about it. And there's not a lot going on upstairs. I don't think I have to tell you that. I mean, you live with the guy, so.
Excuse me? I do not like the tone of your voice. What are you insinuating?
Well, there's a lot of studies out there that show 1 out of every 4 children is fathered through infidelity, and I'm just having a hard time believing Emma is a product of your husband, you know?
How dare you? You saying stuff like this is very rude, and I don't know why you're calling me.
I don't mean to overstep my bounds. I just thought it would be
Oh,
fair
you
if she knew
have,
who
though. You have, sir.
her.
You
Well, I thought
have.
she would might want to know who her real father is because that guy must be incredibly intelligent.
Who do you think you are? And
Whoa.
saying that my husband cannot be her father because he's dumb or whatever?
You'd agree with me that her father is not very smart, right?
He's a wonderful person. Like,
Okay.
I don't know what you're I don't know what
All right.
you're accusing him of being.
Well, I do have to point out that you didn't disagree with me. You just said he's a wonderful person.
He is very smart. He might not be smart bookwise, but streetwise, he is so smart, and that counts for something,
I'm
sir.
sure it does. I'm sure it does. I guess I kind of get it. You don't know who the real father is, do you? Don't you think it's right that you should tell him that she's not his daughter? I mean, she's way too smart to come from that guy.
You are my daughter's assistant principal. You can't ask me these questions. How dare you? Who do you think you are?
Okay, well, I can tell that you're obviously very upset, and I'm assuming it's because you were with a lot of people at that time. I just need you to look back and think of the smartest guy that you were with, because that's probably her father.
Oh my God, no.
Did you have an affair with a college professor
Oh
or
my
some?
God, no.
I understand that you're probably trying to narrow it down in your own head because there are a lot of options. I'm sure
Shut
you're.
up. I am done talking with you. Get the principal on the phone.
Okay, well, before I do that, I should probably have started off the phone call telling you this, but I've already spoken with your husband about this.
What?
Yes, he and I had a lengthy conversation, and he's not very happy about it at all.
You call him back and you tell him that you were spreading false rumors about him.
Well, if I call him back, I'm only going to tell him that his prank phone call worked. That's all I'm going to say to him.
What?
Yeah, I'll just tell him that it worked. Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your husband Mike set you up.
I'm so confused right now. Is this really a joke?
Yes,
Are you
it's a
serious?
prank phone call. Yes, it's a joke. Your husband told me that he always jokes about how your daughter is so smart she's not really his, and he wanted me to mess with you. Be honest, though, you kind of believe me for a second. Wait a minute, did you just hesitate? You hesitated. That means you think that maybe I'm right.
Well, I didn't think he was smart enough to set up a prank like this.